Tomorrow's 7 Democratic presidential contests have been labeled by some analysts as Hispanic Tuesday. The participation of states such as New Mexico and Arizona bring a new demographic to the race. Earlier in the campaign season, New Mexico held the nation's first bilingual debate. Tomorrow, another first, statewide caucuses. From member station KRWG in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Michael Olson reports.
New Mexico's caucuses are nothing like Iowa's. For one thing, the weather is much better. Temperatures for Tuesday's voting are expected to range from the mid-40s to mid-50s. And the process is quick. Instead of hours of political dialogue with neighbors, voters will simply show up at their polling place between noon and 7, cast their ballot, and call it a day for their civic duty. The New Mexico caucuses are better described as party-run primary. Still, no one is expecting a smooth ride. Some voters who requested absentee ballots weren't able to get them before the February 2nd deadline. Voting site manager in Doniana County, Robert Rodriguez, explains why.
Here in New Mexico, it takes you 7 days to get mail from Las Cruces to Albuquerque or to anywhere. And then it takes you another 7 days to get it back. We've had that problem before on regular elections, primaries and general elections.
But State Democratic Chair Joni Gutierrez says while the slow mail process has thrown a minor wrench into absentee voting, she is impressed with early returns.
80% of the absentee ballots that were requested were actually sent back in. It's a strong turnout.
In an effort to prevent any more glitches, this past weekend, voting site managers met up across the state to get supplies for voting sites and to work through various voting scenarios.
I would guess there's probably 500 if I had to just
guess. More.
At one such gathering in Las Cruces, Doniana County Democratic Chair Bill Barnhouse and caucus site manager Chuck Davis looked over site materials with poll workers.
One paper ballot tally sheet.
Okay, here's your official tally sheet.
Instructions to voter when completing paper ballot, both Spanish and English.
Here are your instructions, Spanish and English.
Okay.
No say.
Spanish is the first language for a large portion of the population here. Voting site manager Rodriguez comes from one of many Hispanic families with old ties to this land. His family became U.S. citizens back in the 1850s.
I think that this will put New Mexico on the map because in the past, people back east or even the south, they didn't even know where New Mexico was. And they still think New Mexico is part of Mexico, old Mexico. It's New Mexico's in the U.S. of A.
As the vote approaches and organizers finalize logistics, many residents and election officials just hope the caucus will go off without major hitches, and as a result, bring New Mexico more play on the national political scene. For NPR News, this is Michael Olson in Las Cruces.